Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hello guys, it's Two Full Time, and this is Sandy, and you're listening to CITR 101.9. 大家好，我是 Sandy。那您现在正在收听的是 Two Full。我们现在有三位朋友加入，今天应该是一个非常好玩的一天。First of all, let's welcome our pop and drop in guests, Phil or Philip.
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah, so Two Full is like a bilingual show, by the way. So, yeah, I met Philip last year, I think, when I was working here at CITR.
Yeah, that's right. We encountered each other, and we haven't seen each other ever since. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, welcome. So secondly, we have Michelle, who is our so-called co-host now.
Here again.
Yeah, and then we'll be sharing mostly on about Taiwan again.And I can't wait. And thirdly, let's welcome Maggie.
Hi, I'm back here again.
Yeah, so she was with us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but last week she couldn't make it. And she's going to share a bit about her impression in Taiwan with us today. So before the show, there's something interesting going on. Philip, why don't you take over and talk a little bit about a cappella?
Well, we're having a show December the 1st, this upcoming Sunday at 7 p.m. It's at the Norm Theater. The show is called The Pitch That Stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we have four amazing groups. We're getting together. It's a two-hour show. I'm going to be doing a solo verse, a solo rap verse from Love the Way You Lie.And the song that we're doing, it's called Medley in G Minor, and it's a combination of Madonna's Prayer, uh-huh. Love the Way You Lie, yeah. by Eminem and Rihanna, uh-huh. and Airplanes.
Ah, I love
so, Airplanes. So it's going to be pretty sweet. And then we have Christmas songs, of course. A song by John Lennon known as Happy Christmas, War is Over. Uh-huh. And we have a song called Everybody Talks, and that's part of the Coral Reef.Group. So I'm hoping people can show up 7 p.m. Sunday, December the 1st. Bring some eggnog, whatever it is.
Is there going to be free food?
There's going to be some food there, yes.
So listen up, guys. I'm going to translate it into the Chinese. 12月1号, what time?
7 p.m.
Okay, 晚上7点钟, where?
Norm Theater. In the sun.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to translate it. It's like, Say again?
Norm Theater in the sub.
在这栋楼就是 sub 的 Norm Theater 里面会有 UBC A Cappella 非常非常精彩的两个小时的演出。那当然还是会有免费的食物，就是这是一定要的啦。然后呢，他们会表演蛮多首歌 大部分都是还蛮有名的，然后还会唱一些圣诞节有关的歌曲。那么现在Philip 他非常想要让大家知道 Acapella 有多酷，所以我们就打算来 rap 一下这些 Elements 歌。Are you ready, man?
I am so ready.
let's just see if this works, okay?Yeah?
Yeah, that works. So I guess you want me to freestyle a little bit too, right?
Whichever way you want. It's a cappella. Freestyle.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now, it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight while I can't fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing paint and I love her. The more I suffer, I suffocate. And right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you.No, you ain't come back, we're running right back. Here we go again, it's so insane. Cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with a wind at his back. She's Lois Lane. But when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed, I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on her, I'll never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright, cause I love the way it hurts.Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright, cause I love the way you lie.
Yeah.
I love the way you lie.
Yeah.
Love the way you lie. Jump to the third.
You ever love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them? You meet another one of you, even though I'd hit him. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills you used to get him. Now you're getting fucking sick of looking at him. You swore you'd never hit him, do nothing to hurt him. Now in each other's face spewing a venom with the words that you spit him. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, bit him. Push each other down, pin him. So what's in the moments when you're with them? It's the rage that took over, it controls you both. So they say it's best to go your separate ways. Guess that they don't know you, cause today is a different day. Yesterday is over, sound like broken records playing over. But you promised her, next time you show restraint, you don't get another chance. Life ain't no Nintendo game, but you lied again. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Gonna stand there and hear me burnBut it's alright, cause I love the way you hurt. I'm just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But it's alright, cause I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the way you lie.
Yo, a little bit of a freestyle right here.
Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And we fall back into the same patterns. Same routine, but your temperature's as bad as mine is. You seem as me when it comes to love, you're just a freaking. Baby, please come back, it wasn't you. Maybe it was me, maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when the tornado meets the volcano. All I know is I love you too much, so walk away though. Come inside, pick up the bags from the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity and vibe, what's when I talk? Told you this is my fault, lock me in the eyeball. Next time I piss, I lay my fist at the drywall. Next time
there won't be no next time.
I apologize even though I know it's lies. But you lied again, yet. La 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 la.
Yeah.
You're just gonna stand there and woo, stand there and watch me burn. And that's alright, cause I love the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Then that's alright.Cause I love the way you lie. Ooh, love the way you lie.
Yeah, love the way you lie.
UBC Acapella.
Quit lying so much.
December 1st, 7 p.m.
That's right.
Woohoo! Oh, sad I don't remember the last verse. It was going so great, but...It was a lot of fun, and I hope I didn't scare most of my crowds away.
I hope I didn't either. My second verse was a little bit... I forgot a few other words there, too.
It was totally improv, so yeah. it's good to see Philip, and I wish I practiced.
Thank you so much for this time.
No problem. It's a lot of fun. 谢谢 Philip 在我们节目上面秀给我们看什么叫做 UBC Acapella 的功力。那呢，我也希望我刚刚最后一次唱的没有就是吓死所有的观众，但我很可惜的最后一段没有记起来，真讨厌。So thank you, Philip, and we'll continue on with our main course.
Go ahead. Thank you so much again.
No problem. And hopefully everybody will go. So what time again?
7 p.m. December the 1st. It's at the Norm Theater. Tickets are only $8 if you're a non-student. If you're a student,
so where do
$5.
You buy it? Where do you buy it?
You can Facebook UBC Acapella and message them. You can buy it right before the show. Show up at around 6:30, and you could buy the tickets at the booth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can either message somebody on Facebook through the UBC Acapella, or you can email me if you would like, and I can get you the tickets.
Okay.
My email address is Philippe, F-I-L-I-P, .rekawek, R-E-K-A-W-E-K, @gmail.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So back to us. And thank you, Philip, again. It's an interesting 小插曲，因为我们本来没有计划要突然就是来一个 rap 就是吓大家的。我们明明就是讲好要讲小台湾，
可是我觉得很酷啊，我整个人就是 out in out。
哎呀，我看到两个小女生旁边，然后捂住她们的嘴巴，
对我就是就我这个瞪大眼睛，然后张大嘴巴，还得把它捂起来，好帅气哦 ，Zandy，
他很凶，我就超凶的。
没有，我觉得超帅气。
我每次 rap 都超凶的，然后对啊，就最后一个 part， 就像现在还在万坛。
我觉得你好厉害啊！
谢谢，
我天哪，
这就是我嫁不出去的原因吗？
不会，是我就娶你了，现在立刻，哇 ，Yeah， so impressed。
好，我现在都就是满身大汗。
Oh.
Thank you guys for bearing with us. And we're supposed to be talking about Taiwan, and we will get to our topic right now.
Switching back.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that we didn't cover last week, and we wish that to give you a little bit more information or what we view of Taiwan. And we're lucky to have Maggie to be with us today, so then she can share through her point of view, like what's her impression of Taiwan. And we'll give her some time to think about it, because she said we've been so random and she's kind of
scared.
Yeah, a bit scared of us. So in 1542, Portuguese sailors on their way to Japan came across an island not identified on their maps. Emily said the forest clogged land. They shouted, Ilha Formosa, meaning beautiful island. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or not, but the island and thus come to be known as Formosa, which was to become what we know today as Taiwan. 1952年葡萄牙人在一次航往日本的途中呢，经过一座地图上不存在的岛屿，船上的水手远望岛上的森林，忍不住惊呼啊 ，Formosa， 意思就是美丽之岛。这个岛屿在西方世界就被标记为 Formosa， 就是今天的台湾。
嗯，
那the capital of Taiwan is Taipei, and we will be talking briefly about one of the pretty amazing building here.
Yeah, that's Taiwan's tallest building, right?
Yeah.
The Taipei 101.
Yeah, and then it actually has a lot of how do you say it? It actually has a lot of like highest architectures and tallest building, and
and things like that.
And it was environmental friendly or something like that, a sustainable building.
Yeah, so Taipei 101 comprised, you can see it, right?
Oh,
101 floors above ground and 5 floors underground. The building was architecturally created as a symbol of the evolution of technology and Asian tradition. Upon its completion, Taipei 101 claimed the official records for ground to highest architectural structure, ground to roof, ground to highest occupied floor, fastest ascending elevator speed, largest countdown clock, and the tallest sundial.
Yeah.
Sundial. The symbolism. And yeah, it's the world's tallest green building, the world's tallest building until 2010 and being chased.
Now
it's just the fourth. But still, it's really amazing. And in such a small island, we have the world's fourth tallest building.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in a place where there's like tons of earthquake and everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. When you if you consider Taiwan's earthquake in there, it's just it's amazing how a building like this can still sustain.
Yeah, I think reading some documentary, it was only a few hundred meters away from the area where the possibility could occur, like when the plates were, I don't know how to say
landscape plates, the
tectonic plates.
Biology comes in.
Oh yeah, by the way, Michelle and Maggie are both combined majoring in computer science and biology.
Yep.
And yeah, they're just very intelligent, beautiful lady with bright future. And I'm just really honored to have them here to share their story with us.
You are a beautiful, talented young woman as well.
Thank you.
She just showed her rapping skills. Oh my God, that was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think I've found something that I wanted to show you guys, if I can... If you guys go to Taipei 101, make sure to go all the way to the top, because you will see the full view of Taiwan on Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It really is amazing. So when I'm ready, I'm going to show a very short talk about Taipei 101, of course.
The elevators are the fastest in the world. Traveling at 60 kilometers per hour, they go from level 5 to level 89 in only 37 seconds. Each carriage is pressurized to avoid ear damage, streamlined to minimize noise, and electronically balanced to ensure a ride so smooth that even a coin won't topple on the incredible journey. Clean each of 101's 17,000 windows, custom-built gondolas dangle workers off the edge of the building. They can only work when the wind is under 10 meters per second. And even then, the cables have to be hooked into the walls to stop the gondola blowing off track. The awkward angle of 101 means that an elaborate counterweight system has to be used so that workers can get close enough to the walls to work. To clean the entire building takes 4 teams of 2 workers 3 months. The job is so big that as soon as it's finished, it's time to start again. Inside and out, Taipei 101 pushes the boundaries. A unique looking building that has changed the face of construction, design and engineering forever. The tallest building in the world, in one of the most hazard-prone places on the planet. Defying the powers of earth and wind to go where no building has gone before.
It's really a very, very important building. It is a landmark, a benchmark.
Long after its mantle of world's tallest has gone, its achievement will remain. A symbol for the future of a proud island. A skyscraper that took on nature and won.
So what do you guys think? It's from Discovery Channel, so
nice.
I didn't make up anything. I didn't make up anything. It's not my fault.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Just wondering, do you have to pay to get up there?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I can't remember exactly, but it's a couple hundred.
I actually have never been on there.
So it's like $20, less than 20.
Oh really? That's
Canadian.
Really
20 Canadian.
Yeah,
Canadian.
So.
Oh, it's just like less than 20.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's definitely worthwhile to go. So if you end up visiting Taipei, make sure you just go there.
Discovery
Channel 国家地理频道、啊、对
国家地理频道的
做的
介绍
那台湾现在最是那个101是最高的楼、
那个、
那也是世界上第四高的楼然后之前在温哥华上到那个叫什么啊最高的
Space Needle 哎、欸、不对那是西雅图的
那个圆圆那个叫什么
Science World
Robson Square 什么那不是 Robson Square 哦、我都忘了
there's a tower
yeah there's like a building where you can view the entire Vancouver I can't remember、
really?
the name of that anyways yeah I saw
yeah
it was pretty amazing
yeah.
And, but nothing compared to Taipei 101 since it's really tall
I will go there this time hopefully
yeah yes you should
yeah
所以 Michelle 快要回台湾了所以
好兴奋哦！
非常的建议他一定要去那边玩一玩，
真的很好笑啊！每次去台北都没有想到上去101，就好像有去过他的地下街吧。
那你去台北都去哪里？
故宫，
你就一直去故宫、哦？
我超爱故宫，没有啊？
淡水，
对，淡水我去
渔人码头
哦，淡水小吃，天哪，
淡水小吃，
我觉得我花在吃上面的时间比。任何时间都多。
你有去西门町吗？
西门町没有，我对西门町兴趣不大，因为就觉得跟逢甲夜市差不多。
我好像只去过一次，
是吗？
嗯，然后小时候。
但是淡水，对我对淡水的印象很好。
对啊，我对淡水印象也蛮好。
I went there too.
Yay!
Yeah, I love their food.
Where did you go in Taiwan?
Like Taipei and also 淡水
and
I don't remember.
when was that again?
Well, the first time that I went there, it was when I was 13 or 14.
Oh, that was a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, so like, I actually joined a summer camp there.
Yeah, she told me.
So yeah, it was a summer camp, and the teachers, they were pretty cruel. Like, they actually hit children with, like, a ruler or something.
That's, yeah.
So that's, like, my first impression of Taiwan when I first get there. I don't know why. It's just maybe just their summer camp, and they're pretty...like harsh
that, that used to happen but I thought it stopped
I think yeah I think it's much less
because I think people my age would know some what it called 爱的小手
yeah
translated yeah it's like lovely little hand or
yeah.
something yeah where the teacher will come in and they all have this little
rubber hand
rubber hand yeah
your student
yeah when they're like being really、
bluntly.
naughty or、yeah. if they don't score high enough
Yeah, and
according
I, yeah.
to the teacher's expectation.、
Mm. Yeah, we had ruler as well when I was in elementary school. You know that the guys are usually naughtier and then they just make a lot of mess.
Yeah.
And when they got caught by the teacher, they would just stand in front of the classroom and they would get beat by rulers.
I know, that's 、yeah. pretty harsh. I don't, well, I come from Hong Kong and I don't see that in Hong Kong.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. That's why yeah. I'm like, when I first entered
yeah,
the summer
but,
camp there,
yeah,
it was
but
pretty
it,
harsh.
Over the course of...perhaps 10 years it really changed a lot and these
so.
days teachers are absolutely not allowed to make any kind of punishment like even like asking students to like you know do some physical chore、
it's、
I don't
actually,
think they can
yeah
I don't think they can do it anymore because their parents won't be as happy
yeah
yeah
I don't know whether that's entirely a good thing or not but well personally I think there still has to be some kind of punishment but it's just not as、
but、
maybe not
like,
as
maybe,
harsh
maybe
as before.
Disciplining
yeah、
students.
yeah but not like physical
yeah
yeah,
like setting,
yeah definitely
setting up rules of like、mm. don't do certain things、
yeah.
because it's impolite
yeah
but yeah I have no idea I think educating young kids are just really tough、
That's、
work
quite, quite hard.
Did you guys go to school in Taiwan then? Yeah. Do you know the education system there?
Yeah. And then we're going to just talk about the education system difference. And maybe firstly, Maggie, 她在2013-2014年的时候有去过台湾，然后参加过当时的夏令营。然后她
是2003。
对，
我想问你怎么现在？我刚突然
Sorry.
不过在她大概13-14岁的时候，
对对
对
对对。啊，这样就讲出他的芳龄了。
哎呀，
没关系，人年轻，讲什么都好，
对吧？还好。
对，反正他去过台湾，然后他就是在那边拿一些像中文课，
对，上这个什么夏令营课。
夏令营，然后呢，他有去过淡水，然后对那边印象也很好。但是他另外一个就是让他觉得很震惊的是，在香港没有发生，就是在台湾他发现那个教的那个老师会体罚学生，然后会拿棍子打学生。
还有尺，
对，
其实在台湾还蛮普遍看到的。
然后我们就跟他说，就是其实在过去的这10年左右吧，台湾的教育体制已经把体罚很大幅度的拿走了。
对，就是，
然后现在新闻也会报说什么，哦，是哪一个老师怎么样体罚他的学生，然后又被家长告了怎么样，所以就其实也蛮有趣的。我们讲这样长大感觉好像也是一种文化了吧，但是
被打出来的。
其实我没有被打，
我也没被，
就是
我不太被打过，因为
对啊，
反正你只要不要做超过的事情就不会被打。大部分被打的都是那些调皮的男生啊。
对，我觉得应该是这是比较古时候，就是已经我们现在台湾已经没有在采用的教育方式了。
但是我不知道这样到底是好还是不好，这就牵扯到其他一点。
我觉得overall。就是给予一个人鼓励然后正面的那种言语会比惩罚然后打他来的要好太多了。
我还是觉得应该要有适当的体罚，因为他们现在另外一个问题是老师的权限实在就是越来越
少
对，所以在台湾当老师越来越辛苦，可是问题是的
确然后加上少子化，
对，
所以大家就是一个心肝宝贝，
对对，
有
那种怪兽家长跟怪兽学生的存在。不过就但是的确以前的体罚是蛮凶的，还蛮可怕的。
但我觉得如果从小就有给他良好的品格教育的话，就是这些问题都不会不必要到后来变成要用体罚用打的才能所谓的棒打出孝子。像我爸爸妈妈现在他们在台湾还有在加拿大这边都有在做义工，然后是教大概3-4岁一直到小学大概5-6年级都有的那种小朋友，然后教他们读经，就是一些古人的经典，像说唐诗啊，像说大学中庸啊那些，然后有很多实例证明说如果小孩子从小读经的话对他们的品格有很大的帮助，然后当然记忆力啊什么识字啊那些也都是一些额外的帮助，所以如果有兴趣的话可以跟 Twofold 联络，那我会帮你们转达，就是如果你们家有适合的小朋友的话非常欢迎来大家一起来读经，然后大家一起受中国文化的熏陶。
对我记得小时候有背过三字经，我曾经有办法把全部从头背到尾呢，哈哈哈，曾经
好厉害。
对，我一直好像没有背到尾，我背到后面有一段然后就
因为那时候老师好像有给奖励吧，然后我只要听到奖励眼睛就杀红了眼。
对，我们国中都还有背弟子规耶。
哦，是吗？
蛮有趣的。
对，我好像有曾经试着背百家姓，但是
百家姓背那要干嘛？
我也不知道，那都背一堆奇怪的东西。
就是以后看到别人的姓的时候，然后都会念，
就在那边
拍这样，对对对对，说嘿、hey, wait， 然后就三分钟以后就是
number 44，
没有就会念那个字啊。
哦、对对哦，是啦，啊、是没错，有一些字实在是蛮难念，像我自己的姓就很奇怪，但是就对
啊，
还有什么呢？我刚刚突然间就岔开话题了。教育系统的话
Yeah, let's talk about
growing
up in Taiwan. And you can talk about growing up in Hong Kong and see the differences. Because you grew up, you moved to America when you were 12, right?
Yeah.
So you pretty much have some memory.
Yeah, basically I went to elementary school in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, and my childhood was also there too.
Yeah, so you know like what kind of food and what childhood songs that people...
If you guys come to Hong Kong, I can be your tour guide.
Oh. Yeah, even not, then she can be our tour guide here. And she can share what's fun in Hong Kong. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so let's just see what's the difference. Okay.
So
perhaps after a very short break.
Okay.
The state of hip hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
So we're going to play you a song, and this song is called Songs About. It's by Lindy Ortega. 所以接下来帮大家放一首很蛮好听的歌，是加拿大人做的，叫做 Songs About。
about loving straight from the soul, 'cause that's all I know.
Need help keeping your skin healthy? Let Dermabrite Clinic bring out your best and brightest skin. Dermabrite Clinic offers a holistic approach using aesthetic services, blue LED light, a proper home kit, systemic analysis, and a complimentary holistic physician consultation. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee and payment plan options. Dermabrite Clinic is also proud to sponsor several local charities and emphasizes sustainability and chemical-free practices.
For more information, check out Dermabrite Clinic on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and more. Or check out our website at dermabriteclinic.com.
So, talking about
education
growing
system
up and
growing
yeah,
up,
education yeah. system and everything.
Where should we start?
I know that one of the differences was that kids start younger in Hong Kong.
What do you mean start younger?
Start going to school younger.
Oh, well, we have kindergarten like, too.
Yeah,
I think we started at age 3
or 4. Like,
or
well,
I met a girl and she said she started at the age 2. Because before
remember.
Kindergarten, there were like special programs too, and I'm not sure about that.
Well, I didn't go to any special programs before kindergarten.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, elementary school.
We have 2 years kindergarten.
Standard. Oh, we have three. We have three kindergarten
yeah, have
and
two.
Then.
I have three. Yes, I have three.
No, 小班跟大班,
小班中班大班.
No, 你就是四岁五岁.
我三岁三四五.
Yeah.
Oh, 没有.
Maybe it's different school.
Because it's not mandatory to go to kindergarten in Taiwan.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you can send your kids there or not, right?
Oh.
Or you can educate them at home.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah,
rule.
Yeah, that is. But then I was sent to school.
Yeah, my sister was sent to school. My sister spent 3 years in kindergarten too because
yeah.
she wanted to start early. She was just eager
okay.
to start. Yeah, so 在香港有三年的幼稚园，然后在台湾一般。
我的也是三年，所以我不知道，可能地区不一样。
对，
我们有小班、中班、大班。
然后我们通常都是两年，然后就是六七岁的那一年会上小学一年级。
嗯。
So it's the same, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. But then, I think that to get into first year or like, okay, why did I say first year?
First year,
to get into grade one, first year university. Yeah. So like to get into grade one, there's a list of exams that you have to take. Like even for children.
So if you're not eligible, what
yeah.
do you do? Go back
if you're
to kindergarten?
No. If you're not eligible for that school, then parents would take their kids to another school.
Like summer school.
Yeah.
Wow.
not summer school.
I don't understand. Like what? Why?
Well, I think they're
private schools.
Well, I think they're
standards. Public schools.
They're all public schools, and there are standards for each schools. So every kid has to take like an examination. Or in an interview
when
in order
you're
to get
6 years
school.
Old. Six
yeah,
years old.
6 years
Crazy.
Old. I think like they would ask you to. Oh, I remember one of the questions was, pick which one is edible or something like that, or like oh, make a shape or
but
write letters.
How can you judge a kid when he or she is only 6 years old to see if they're you know intelligent enough to go to
elementary
school?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What if she's just nervous that day? She's not performing that
that's,
well.
That's bad luck. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. That's
it's like a
that's
lot of pressure putting on a six-year-old child.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, we don't really have to take those tests
and
unless you're like really special and you go into like this secretive special program that we had never heard of. Yeah,
they're on this program, but I believe those programs start in grade 3 or 4, where you can switch into those...
自由班,
两个不一样哦。
姐姐之前就在自由班。
资源班应该是那个。
资源班就是比较
对比较弱
比较
需要帮助的
慢的学生。
但自由班就是像那种有什么数理自由班、文组自由班 ，Yeah, there are a lot of names they created just to charge you more. Not nah, just to make you learn more.
Well, and also I think for.Like to get into elementary school, I think the parents have to be checked too. As in, like the teachers
criminal
will ask,
check?
No, not criminal check, but it's just like, oh, do you currently live with your kid or like are they divorced or something like that?
So
they have like
if it's divorced
family
parents.
Background. I don't know.
That's discrimination.
Yeah, like
how
they check you
so
for
so you rank
for better schools.
So how happy is your family? Like, out of five.
Oh my god.
Divorce, maybe 1.5.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
interesting.
Yeah, I think they do that for better elementary schools. Yeah, so that like students with
do you
like,
pay
higher
more?
Standards.
Do you have to pay more for those better schools?
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
Okay. So is there a way to not take exams at all at the age of 6 and still send your kids to school?
I think there could be, but I'm not sure.
Really?
Because the school that I went to, I remember I had to take an interview and my parents told me about it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know that we do it for junior high school, but I don't know. Elementary school, I don't think there was anything like that.
Entering high school, middle school, junior high school. Only when you are going to special classes, like art class or
music
class.
Oh. Well, but then there are certain school who has better reputation.
Private ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because that's where I am for my middle school. We have to take a special exam. Okay. And then if you got past a certain grade, then you can get in.
So the system in Taiwan is that you go for 2 to 3 years kindergarten and 6 years elementary school, which is probably
the same.
And then from grades 7 to 9, it's called junior high school. And from grade 10 to 12, it's called senior high school.
Yeah.
And
high school, I think.
Senior high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, that sounds like something else.
But then if you're here in Canada, usually it's just high school.
Yeah,
but
high
it's
school.
from grade 7 to 12. Did you see the
difference?
That
depends on the places.
Yeah, on the places. In Vancouver, it's... but I think in Coquitlam, it's similar to Taiwan.
Yeah, I heard that in Ottawa as well. It's similar to Taiwan.
Yeah. And then, on the East Coast, there's grade 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, grade 13. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that too, but I'm not entirely sure.
Because I know that a lot of them, their math skill was more advanced compared to people from the East Coast. And one of the reasons was that they, in grade 13, they learned some of the first year material already.
Right.
Yeah, so 就是 Taiwan的话就是二到三年
我们可是我真的是三年
你太聪明了吧 老师想要留下来教大家
我不是留下来啊 我们是提早被丢进去
然后 6年的小学 然后我们叫这个是国小 然后3年的国中
初中是比较少用这个
然后3年的高中 然后就大学 然后在 国中升高中的那一年要考一个叫做基本学历测验，是不是？基测，反正就是大家都很紧张，就准备了3年就为了那两天。因为基本上你的高中就几乎决定了你要去哪一所大学，你去哪一所大学就几乎决定了你的未来，所以还蛮可怕的。但现在好像那个十二年国教，我就是因为我们已经出来一阵子，所以。
最新的
up-to-date 的 information 还没有那么，是吗？没有那么 up-to-date，一样吧，基测跟学测的那个制度都还是在那里，所以但是那个12年教育的话就表示像说北一女啊建中这些学校只要像说你的户籍在那边你也可以读了
No, I don't think that's true. 你基测还是在那里 你不可能说你在一个，你就是住那附近，你就可以读那个学校。没有，我觉得。但是我不知道他现在就进行到哪一个部分了，
因为如果是12年的话， 就表示高中也不能这样子rank学生了。你是一定，就是说你要一定要读。
我觉得我以为国教的意思是你一定要读高中， 只是问题是你读哪一所高中就不是你能决定的了。就是，就像你会被分配到一所高中，对，就像你国中。
对啊，所以你如果住在，但是不可能住在像说我不知道景美女中旁边，你难道不能去那家吗？可以，但是我觉得有学校都还是要考成绩，你成绩不到，他们收满学生，你就不可能去读了。因为我觉得他们的压力并没有更小。对，我记得他们压力还是很大，因为他们会有一些变相的测验。对，他不可能说你，而且那样对真的读书的人不公平。
你就是如果你考你拼命考进北一女，然后有一个人就是住在旁边，他不用什么考试就可以进去，就啊，我只是因为住在旁边我就进去，那一定那个人一定很怄吧？
但是
所以就
是换一个方式想的话，那就是也许就是 延后决定你要读的哪一个学校、啊、说不定你高中你就 work so hard、嗯、然后之后你大学就还是想进了你最想要去的地方。
哦，当然啊，对，就是我觉得，
但我是不确定现在到底是什么情况，就是、我知道当时国中的时候很辛苦、嗯、
对，国中是会拼高中还蛮辛苦的，只是、欸、我刚想说什么忘记了，就是啊，说你高中的确你不一定要进去 top 的高中才可以进去 top 的大学，不过就是说几率比较高，比较大了。
我不知道他现在师资分配是如何、
哦、
但是当然就是大家还是希望进明星学校
资源丰富咯。
对啊
anyways
So、yeah. how about Hong Kong? I think it's very competitive.
Yeah, it's very competitive in Hong Kong too. But I'm not really sure about the system because I came. Well, I only study in Hong Kong until grade 5, mm-hmm. which is pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know you guys talk about where it's more advantage to live closer to a school. Right? But, well, I know in Richmond or in Vancouver, it's like that too.
Oh yeah.
So if you live closer, yeah, or if you live closer to the secondary school, then you have a better chance to get in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I remember some people.
Are you still?
Yeah. So they
purse
yeah.
to move to those schools.
I think that's true for junior high school. I'm not really sure for high school.
I'm not too sure for senior high school.
Yeah, and just
I haven't been following it.
Yeah,
out of date,
I
was saying, but I don't really know. Yeah.
I will feel really unfair if that's true.
Oh, well. Maybe it's because Michelle has been performing academically
very
well.
No,
有趣的，因为就经常的改变、嗯、因为记得国中的时候常常有一些字，
嗯，
就是什么字然后怎么写、哦、然后他就是两就是今年是这样教然后明年又换了
哦，
嗯，就像那个蜕变那个字，
蜕变
就刚开始学的时候好像是
蜕变，
对，我们学的是蜕变，但是大部分的人他是讲蜕变或是蜕变，反正就是一个多音字，然后那个教育部就经常的会去改他们那些字的发音，有时候乱
改，好，不要让我，
然后就有时候老师就会走进教室然后就什么好高骛远的雾从一个什么下面是一个马变成一个鸟，或是什么鸟变成一个马、啊、就是还读国中那一段时间还蛮有趣的，
是啊，
就是常常会要记一些新的不一样的东西，
嗯，是蛮有趣的，就是有一些时候他们的乱改让人非常想吐
血。 Do you have wonderful memories of elementary school?
Elementary school?
Yeah. Did you guys likehave a lot of events or you have to study a lot?
Cheerleading? Well, we actually have a lot of parents to kids events, like
yeah,
亲子活动
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and also I think we also are very like organized and structured in a way, like every week there will be assembly where every student of the whole school will like line up in the playground and we would do somespeaches or whatever, listen to speeches.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything was very structured. And also, we have to wear uniforms. So I don't know if you guys have to do
that. Let's describe uniform.
Yeah, so like,
which one? Our elementary school one?
Well, yeah, I only went there for elementary school. So we have like uniforms for winter, summer, sports.
And so there's actually just four types,
yeah, basically four types. And you'll wear that over and over and over again.
Yeah, until it's so dirty.
Yeah.
Until you grew
so,
so tall that you have to change the pants.
Yeah, so like my parents try to save money. So so like
you
when I was...
You have to wear like really big...
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you wear something passed by someone else, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like mine was all from
my
relatives.
Your neighbor or neighbor,
yeah.
Whoever.
Well, like I have a brother and he's a guy. He can't wear my clothes.
That's good for him. Because he got all the new stuff.
Yeah, and I got the new stuff too.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Yeah, the first
so, like, my uniform, I think I actually wore from grade 2 to grade 5, and it still fits.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember changing the uniform.
Well, even if I change it, it's from my neighbor, so I. It's never new. Yeah, it was never new. Because we just. I was the youngest in my neighborhood, I guess. And, but then I didn't feel so bad about it. It was just like because everyone does it.
One of the good thing about wearing uniform is that you don't really have to care about what to wear today. And then You know, when kids are growing up, they look at each other and how, like, fashionable they are and things like that. And then if you have these kind of, like, hidden competition going on, it's just really wastes a lot of time.
Yeah.
During junior high school, we had to have our hair really short as well.
I went to a private school, so we don't have that hair restriction.
But
there's still some restriction to it.
No dyeing of your hair.
Yeah.
No curling.
No curling. No perm.
No earrings.
No. And our hair tie can only be black. Just all of the hair ties.
That's so strict. We can't even... Our hair was so short that we can't even tie it up.
Oh my god.
And then you can't layer your hair either.
Oh no.
So you have to be like mushroom head.
Oh. Yeah, remember that?
That's the hairstyle I had.
Did you choose it or it was enforced?
Well, I think... it wasn't enforced by school, but then my parents or my mom would always get the same haircut for me because it's like the easiest to cut.
By the way, her mom was a model.
Oh,
when she was younger.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that was like in the trend.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe those years, like mushroom head was actually in style.
Possibly.
Most fashionable kid among
Hong Kong.
Yay! 对啊，所以就是国中的时候有很多不同的限制，然后就是非常有趣，像说女生一定要穿白色的布鞋，然后上面不可以有任何的花纹什么的，然后裙子一定要穿就是学校的一些制服啊，然后每个月都会检查你的手指甲有没有剪得很干净，然后剪得很短，然后会看就是袜子的长度，
对，就是哦，脚踝上五公分，
对，脚踝上五公分，不能穿短袜，也不能穿长袜，也不能穿泡泡袜，
反正好丑，
对，然后一定要头发一定要剪得很短，我们学校的女生是在那个衣领之上，然后男生是在手的这个手指头的宽度之间，就不能超过手的。这怎么讲啊？手指的不能超过手指的厚度，对。然后还有什么？就是每个礼拜都要在那边检查。
然后我是因为去私校，所以我没有发镜，可是我们一样不能染烫，
不能染，不能烫。
然后我们的
戴耳环嘛，
对，我们的发圈一定要发圈或发饰圈是要黑色的。
对，
然后好像对我们也有黑皮鞋，我们要黑皮鞋，然后白球鞋。全部都是规定好的。
我们没有黑皮鞋，我们一定都是白的，然后男生一定是全黑的
啊。说到黑皮鞋，我的确我有一年因为很难找，你在台湾，我到香港买过一双很好穿的呀呀，所以就他们所以我就猜你们应该也是黑皮鞋，因为很比台湾好找多了。台湾很多的确就像你说的白布鞋，然后我们学校就很乖，就
可是白布鞋，你不觉得白布鞋就很惨吗？
很容易脏。
对啊，哎，就话说我那双白布鞋还留到现在，就是 New Balance 的鞋子，真的很厉害。
我的黑皮鞋
穿
不坏，
真的很难过哎。
It must be all yellow right now, right? You're yellowish.
And the end is kind of yellowish.
Oh,
yeah. It was from the design. It was a funny situation because coming here and sharing with the friends.Growing up in Canada, you'll see that they don't have any of those rules.
Yeah, it's actually totally different. Oh, there's another interesting thing I remember from my elementary school. We actually all have to wear the same color backpack, which is red color.
Oh, yeah.
For my junior high school
as well. I don't even know why.
And it has your school name printed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the case for my junior high. In our elementary school, they didn't really care.But I think the point is to make people just like you said, less competitive in terms of material, so you won't show off.
Yeah, I think they want to emphasize on you need more time to study, and when you put more times on, you know, your hairstyle or your makeup your earrings, then you would
get distracted.
Yeah, you'll be distracted, and then you'll have higher chance of getting a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh yeah, that was so forbidden during that time.
Yeah, it was quite forbidden.
Wait, is it?
Yeah. You'll be considered as a...badass
color. Yeah, you will be called to the advising office or counselor
office. Just because you get a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah,
oh my god.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's allowed.
Yeah. No, not in junior high school.
I think we were less strict even for elementary school.
Really?
Yeah, we were less strict on the boyfriend and girlfriend stuff.
I don't know about elementary school, but I remember junior high school, it was definitely not advised.
Yeah, well, I was in an old female girls school.
But
then, not advised, right?
No wonder.
But then I heard, no, it's okay. Actually, I don't, yeah, what was I going to say? Right, but I heard from my friend from other school that it's quite forbidden. Yeah. Well, our school was really fun. I mean, our school.
I mean, it was not totally forbidden. Like, if you really have to get a boyfriend or girlfriend, you could. But it was just the image that they want to put on.
They get
young
looked
kids.
Down on?
Yeah. The teachers will be, like, you know, unimpressed. Not so happy to learn that you are, like, having a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then they worried more, I think.
Mm.
But... that's like a cultural difference,
yeah,
too.
I think
so. Coming here, you see, like,
yeah, you see high school students yeah. kissing around on the
it was totally normal and everything.
Yeah,
yeah. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a big difference compared, like, from here and comparing to Asian countries.
Definitely,
mm-hmm. A lot more conservative there.
Yeah, I actually like the lifestyle here more. Yeah. A lot more, yeah.
Because
I'm like the kid that likes to be more like sporty,
pros and cons,
yeah, more creativity.
But then it's just easier in Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think they have advantage and disadvantage
mm-hmm.
in either case, and as we can try to like see. Take out the good parts
yeah.
from both world and ignore or. Try to change the bad parts, right?
Yeah.
And I think all the countries and the education system is getting similar these
yeah.
days. So, yeah. So it's like the world
global.
Is one.
Yeah,
global
educational
globalization. Oh my god, we were talking about in class today.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Some ad for you.
It's a stressful time of year, which means it's more important than ever to take good care of yourself. Take this moment to feel good. Follow along with this mini meditation and reduce stress quickly. Breathe in and hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly. Breathe in once more and hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly. Visit students.ubc.ca/feelgood for other ways to live well, feel good, and achieve success.
So we're approaching the end of the show, and Michelle
yeah.
will be visiting us next week, and I'm hoping that Maggie can join us too, and stay with us because Seymour is coming. Lastly, we will play a song called Ali Shan de Gu Niang, the Maiden of Ali Shan, and have a good week, and
yeah.
we'll see
good
you.
Good luck on all exams, bye!
Yeah, good luck on all the final exams, guys.
Good luck.
Bye!
Oh, Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Simurgh lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
Thank you.